such a varied condition as well, so it's one day is quite different from the next. Currently, I haven't had so many problems with it myself, touch wood, but when I was first diagnosed, I was having quite a lot of relapses and was off work for a while, and due to sort of, I've had a large amount of pain in my arm, and it was very hard because most of my work that I do is on the computer. It was quite hard to operate the the mouse and the keyboard and things, because it was I had lots of pins and needles, so my arm kept on going numb. But then the next relapse I had a few months later, I was suffering from vertigo, so everything was spinning, which made it was quite hard to walk, because it felt like you were going to fall over constantly. So it's not the same thing, and I think that's what makes MS so hard to describe to people, because since MS is so common, a lot of people met someone with MS, and when you tell them, oh, I got the MS, they say, oh, my granddad had MS, he was in a wheelchair, how come, are you going to end up in a wheelchair too? And it's quite hard to explain them that, no, that might not be the case, I really don't know, and some people have visual problems, which I've never had, but it's really common. And some people have huge problems with cognition. They have problems with their attention and memories and even speech. It's quite common that you can't find words, and that's something I notice when I've been working for a long time, and I get really tired, because fatigue is almost something that most people with MS have suffered from at one point or another. And when that sets in, it can be really, really hard to sort of come up with the right words when you're trying to describe something.